Thanks, Baz, and good morning, Millsy. We're now well over 3 weeks since the polls have closed and almost all avenues for redress gone. And we're still waiting for a concession from President Trump. Yesterday, Trump had a couple of chances, first in the White House briefing room.
I'm very thrilled with what's happened on the vaccine front. That's been absolutely incredible. The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000.
Then in the Rose Garden.
We're here today to continue a beloved annual tradition, the official presidential pardon of a very, very fortunate turkey.
Both times not taking questions from reporters because he knows the first question will be, why won't you concede? And we do need the COVID vaccine quickly. Yesterday here in Nevada, 2,853 cases, another daily record. Nationally, there have now been over 260,000 deaths. Prior to this year, no candidate for president had over 70 million votes. Now Joe Biden has over 80 million and continues to expand his lead of well over 6 million votes. However, there are still some races that are yet to be called. Here in Las Vegas, we have a key county commissioner's race where the difference is only 10 votes. Meanwhile, in Iowa, they are dealing with America's closest congressional race since 1974. In Iowa's 2nd congressional district, the difference between the Republican and the Democrat is only 39 votes out of almost 400,000 cast. State officials have until Monday to declare a winner. It inspires flashbacks to the monolith in the 1968 classic 2001, A Space Odyssey. In remote southern Utah, a team was doing an aerial survey of bighorn sheep when they saw it, a metal monolith embedded into the red rocks. This is helicopter pilot Brett Hutchins.
Whoa, turn around. And I was like, what? And he's like, there's this thing back there. We got to go look at it.
I would say it's probably between 10 and 12 feet high. That I have to admit, that's been about the strangest thing that I've come across out there in all the years of flying.
Who put it there? Why? How did they get it there? No one seems to know, nor does the public know the exact location. Utah officials say it is so remote that if hikers wanted to go and find it, they are worried they'd become stranded and have to be rescued.